Bushisms. If I were in a radio station instead of a prison cell, I would be able to pull up from old newscasts the quotes I'm about to share with you. But I'm not, so I can't. As a guy who grew up listening to and working in many radio stations, I know the importance of using sound, so I must apologize. That said, I'll do my best. As the presidential election nears, I want to reacquaint you with the true, real words of the president, as drawn from various print and broadcast sources. Again, these are real quotes. These are the words of George W. Bush. Bush on dictatorship, from CNN, December 18, 2001. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. Bush on the war on terrorism, from the International Herald Tribune, of October the 18th, 2001. People are going to get tired of the war on terrorism. Bush on WMDs, spoken in Denver, Colorado, September 27, 2002. For the sake of your children's future, we must make sure this madman never has the capacity to hurt us with a nuclear weapon or to use stockpiles of anthrax that we know he has. Bush State of the Union Address, January 20th, 2004. Already, the K report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities and significant amounts of equipment that Iraq concealed from the UN. Had we failed to act, the dictator's WMD's programs would continue to this day. Bush on the armed resistance in Iraq, April 11, 2004. This violence we've seen is a part of a few people trying to stop the progress toward democracy. In Fallujah, south of Baghdad, these incidents were basically thrust upon the innocent Iraqi people by gangs, violent gangs. Bush on ex-CIA Chief George Tenet, from the U.S. News and World Report of February 16, 2004. He said this to GOP insiders at a retreat in Philadelphia. You need a CIA that's going to slit a guy's throat. A moment later, bring him to justice. Bush on winning the war on terror, April 13, 2004. One of the interesting things that people ask me is, can you ever win the war on terror? Of course you can. In reply to a question from an NBC reporter who asked, can we win the war on terrorism? This is from August 30th, 2004. I don't think you can win it. There's something almost surreal about the President of the United States and the things that he says. If ever there has been a subservient, servile, craven media, how they have responded to what the President has said tells the tale. Part of it, of course, is the corporate control of the media. Part of it is also the aura of fear that has permeated the national media since 9-1-1. CNN's chief war correspondent, Christian Amanpour, spoke of that fear on CNBC in 2003. She said, I think the press was muzzled, and I think the press self-muzzled. I'm sorry to say, but certainly television, and perhaps to a certain extent, my station was intimidated by the administration and its foot soldiers at Fox News. Amanpour added, it did in fact put a climate of fear and self-censorship, in my view, in terms of the kind of broadcast work we did. That fear hasn't ended, but sits at every desk of every major and many minor journalists in the country. It is the fear of portraying the administration honestly. It is also a kind of protectiveness over the Bush regime for fear of being called disloyal. It is a fear of offending a powerful, unbridled regime and what that might mean to one's career. It is a fear of the bosses who, in this new media universe, own various medias and control whole areas like never before. This is not George W. Bush, and he doesn't approve of this message. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.